There's a lot of people that believe in the rapture, believe that it'll all happen together at the exact same time in a disappearing, vanishing moment. But wait a minute, is that what the Bible actually says about the rapture? If we're students and teachers of the rapture, we all should know what is the first thing that happens at the rapture. And we should know why the dead rise first. Not a humorous comment, but something out of the scriptures. Now there's three key points to the rapture, and the simple formation to do it would be the dead will rise first, the mortals are going to be changed, and then we're going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. But what does the Bible say about the dead, and why do they rise first? Does it say what it will look like, how it will be carried out? Have you ever thought, now think about this, have you ever thought, what is it going to look like when the dead rise out of their graves? Does the Bible give us something to compare this to? How will this play out? Where's this at in the scriptures? Well, let's go digging and let's go find out about something that Paul doesn't want brothers and sisters in Christ to be uninformed about. So let's see if we're close enough to the Lord's return for some mysteries to start being revealed about the dead in Christ, and why does this happen first at the rapture? When the dead are raised imperishable, of course we are changed. And that word raised imperishable, that word is called egedro. So let's look to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 through 53. And it says, "Behold, I show you a mystery," or "I tell you a mystery," what translation you're reading out of. We're not all going to be dead, but we're all going to be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, the trump will sound, and the dead will be raised to imperishable, and we will be changed. Now, there's two different words there. Raised to imperishable and we will be changed. Those are two words, two different words with two different meanings. The word raise again is a gadro, but the word change is a lasso. Let's look inside these words and find out why are they so different? Because they're really going to surprise you. The word a gadro means to recall the dead to life, to rise up, cause to appear, and bring before the public. The dead that are in Christ that are going to be raised to imperishable means to bring before the public. It means to cause to appear, not disappear. Take in. Can you imagine the dead rising up and walking around in the public just like Jesus did? Now, when you study a word in the Bible, you need to find out the Greek usage of that word also. How is this word used in other places of the Bible? Matthew 27, verses 51 through 53. And this is where Jesus died, and the veil was torn from the top to the bottom. Rocks were split. There was an earthquake. Now, verse 52. And the tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints which had fallen asleep were raised. That's where the word egedro is. Raised. Same word, same meaning. Now look at verse 53. Coming out of their tombs or their graves after his resurrection, I don't know if that's a minute, an hour, a day, don't know the time frame of there. But after his resurrection, there were many others that rose up, and they entered into the holy city of Jerusalem, and they appeared to many. So it wasn't just Jesus that rose from the grave. It wasn't Jesus that was just only resurrected. There were many others, and they walked around, and they showed themselves. We're going to go into another place in the Bible that talks real specific about this. Very famous passage again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. And it clearly compares the dead that are in Christ of how Jesus rose. Now verse 14 reads, it says, "If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with them those who have fallen asleep in Jesus." Even so? God is going to bring with him those who have fallen asleep. How's God going to bring those that have fallen asleep in Christ? He's going to bring them even so the way Jesus rose. Now that word even so, it means after this manner, after this likeness. Even so, fashioned upon this. Can you imagine that whenever God raises the dead, that it's going to be fashioned the way Jesus rose? It's going to be in the same manner that Jesus rose. What is that going to look like? What does that word rise mean? Well, don't look no further than verse 14, because it says in verse 16, the dead will rise first, is the exact same word for Jesus died and rose again. It's got the exact same meaning. And the word means cause to appear. Bring forth of those who are going to enter a conversation to undertake some business. The dead in Christ are going to rise first to undertake some business. They're going to cause to appear. This is showing up again in the scriptures. Wow. Can you imagine seeing the dead appear to people just like Jesus did? Just like Jesus did with the disciples and also many others? Now let's keep in mind, all the resurrections in the Bible were witnessed by people. Think about that. All of them were witnessed. All the resurrections. Now in verse 16 it says the dead shall rise first. Verse 17, and it says, then we which are alive and remain. Now that word then means after this, or then afterwards. So the dead are going to rise first, and then after the dead rise first, we who are alive remain. That word remains only used two times in the Bible, and it's within this same text. And it means leftovers. The dead are going to rise first, and we that are alive and remain are going to be left over. We're going to be left over to survive. It means seconds. Now let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 through 53. I want to bring something out about we that are alive that are going to be changed. Because we've established that the dead are going to be raised like Christ. They're going to be caused to appear and walk around. Let's go back over this scripture again and let's look for us. We've tackled the dead. Now let's tackle the living. It says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in the moment of a twinkling of an eye at the last trump. The trump will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable. That's our turn. And we will be changed. That word is called alasso. And the word means to transform one thing to the other. And the word transform actually means to change the structure from one to the other. Now this change is going to happen in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. Now that's a real fast event. All that word means is to change it in a twinkling of an eye. It doesn't mean to disappear and it doesn't mean to vanish. We should never add a meaning to the word, a definition to the word out of the Bible. If it doesn't say vanish and disappear, and it only says to change it in the moment of a twinkling of an eye, and it doesn't say disappear, then we should not add to anything of the Word of God that means that. Now, and the third thing is going to be 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 17, and this is where we're caught up to meet them in the clouds to be with the Lord forever. And the word caught up is where we actually get the word rapture. It's a apotso in the Greek, and in the Latin is where we get the word rapture. You can call it the gathering together. But this is what it's going to be like. It says that we're going to be caught up, snatched away, plucked up, seized by carrying off by force, okay, to claim one eagerly, to snatch and to carry away. Now think about that. It's going to mean to be plucked up. It means to grab and seize real quick. But it doesn't mean to disappear. It means to grab it real quick. Now there's a conclusion to this, and it is this. Jesus is the resurrection and life. And the resurrection saints are going to rise up the way Jesus rose. God is going to do this. And whenever they come out of their graves, people are going to be running to and fro asking questions just like the disciples did. Paul doesn't want us to be uninformed and ignorant about the dead that rise first. So let's get ready to witness.